Blog Talk Radio.
Because it is kingdom time. And to God be the glory for the great and awesome things that he is doing in your life, in our life. To God be the glory. Well, we are excited tonight as we continue our theme in the love factor. What does love have to do with it? Love has everything to do with it. Amen. And love makes the world go round. Amen. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love picked me up while I was seeking deep in sin. So what does love have to do with it? Love has everything to do with it. And it's all factored around the Creator, our Lord, our Savior, and Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. We are using our theme on love as our society and the world celebrates Valentine's, and we in our culture celebrated the month of February. And because we are natural and spiritual beings, we want to talk about what the world, how the world looks at it, and even more importantly, what the Word of God and we as believers and Christians, what how we look at love. And sometimes it's not real easy for us to always walk in the God kind of love, or to emulate Jesus Christ in our everyday walk, but that's what we are to strive to do. And so we want to just continue the rest of this month. We have another week, and this month is going by really quickly, to just explore and share. We do have some special guests with us as we finish out this month in the Love Factor. Tonight we have one of our guests at the last minute had something that had an emergency, so we want to keep her in prayer with her family. We were pulling from different generation, and this young lady that is not going to be able to be with us, she was one of my daughter's friends, amen, and would have been talking to us from her generation of this thing that we're talking about and walking in love. We also have Tisha, and she is with us tonight. We'll have her on, and we also will have Michael. And then we also have our wonderful listening audience, so we welcome you. We thank you for being with us. We couldn't do this without you. We need your support, and we are excited. So go ahead and text someone and tell them to dial in or to log on to blocktalkradio.com/Granny's Place, and they'll still have time to get in and be a part of what God is doing with us. Now, before we go on, because God is calling us to do great and mighty things in the kingdom, I would like to bring Sister Monica on, and she will share the news of what God has have us doing. Sister Monica, are you there?
I am here. Good evening, everyone. We want to remind you to join us each Monday at 9:30 for the Kingdom Call Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line. That number is 219-936-6142. 2937. Also, please keep Elder Jordan and her team in prayer each third Sunday evening as she ministers to the women at the Lutheran Jail. Coming up February 20th through 22nd will be Enrichment Weekend, and that will be at Cedar Creek Lake. And who needs happy hour when you can unwind in a safe environment with Christian sisters? Elder Jordan's excelling ministry kicks off Laughter, Love to Life on Friday, February 27th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, and the zip code is 75150. You can RSVP by texting or calling 972-741-8207, 972-741-8207. And please RSVP by February 23rd. You don't want to miss this event. March's events will include Focus on the Family, and that will be in Fox Springs, and also Excelling Slumber Party. That's March 27th through 28th. In April, we're taking it to the streets. It's a three-night crusade with Edgewood Manor Senior Home and the South Dallas community. So don't forget that date. On the 25th of April, God's Holy Temple will be having a women's conference, and Elder Jordan will be the speaker. In May, we'll be hosting the National Day of Prayer. And in June, on the 17th, we'll have Midnight Prayer. Please send all of your prayer requests to lwjministries@gmail.com. You can also join us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And to financially support Linda Jordan Ministries, please send your donations 501 Mesquite, Texas 75185. Or you could do so through PayPal at LindaJordanMinistries.com. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for sharing those what's happening with us. And we invite you to be with us, to pray for us, and to connect with us. It is all about the kingdom, amen, and you can be a part of that by plugging in to what we're doing. God has us moving. So keep in mind those announcements. You can also, I think they may be uploaded on the website at Linda Jordan Ministries. I'm not sure. But you can always email or call us, text us. We'll be happy to get you that. And we invite you to please connect with us, be praying for our Taking Them to the Streets crusades that we'll, crusade that we will be doing in the South Dallas area during the resurrection holiday, during the resurrection season. Keep these announcements in prayer, and you can, as Sister Monica shared, sow into what we're doing to help us to move it forward in a greater and a better way in Jesus' name. Amen. So to God be the glory for what he is doing. We have, as I had mentioned, we have our guest, and it looks like the other one, but it's all good. We'll open up our panel, and maybe some of our listeners, you too would be able to be a part of what we're doing on tonight. As mentioned, we're in the Love Factor, and so we had we were talking last week about the different levels and the different dimensions of love, and how what the Bible says about love, and what we as natural man say and do and respond in love. We are the light of the world as believers, but sometimes we don't always exhibit that because we walk in the flesh. So we want to be mindful of what we're supposed to exemplify, and not just be mindful of it, but go ahead and purpose ourselves to do just that. So we talked about different levels. We have the divine love, which falls under the agape love, and that is the love that we as believers, it's the love that Jesus Christ walked in. It's the love that he showed to the Father. It's the kind of love that he shows to us, and it's the kind of love that we are to show to one another. Amen. It is unconditional. It is selfless love. It is that sacrificial love that will go beyond and not looking for anything in return, just as Jesus so loved us that he was willing to die for us, that he did die for us. You know, no greater love can we find than a man who would lay down their life for another. But that's how much Jesus, that's how much God loves us. Amen. And then we went on to talk about the phileo love, which is love that we have one another, sisters and brothers. It's a brotherly love. It's a love of appreciation. Love one another with a brotherly love, as it is stated in Romans 12. And that's the love that we're to show one to another. That's another kind of love. Then we talked about the Eros love, which is probably the level of love that most of us walk in. It is more of a romantic. It is the erotic love. The Son of Solomon in the Bible talks more of that love, once more of an affectionate love, the love that a couple, a married couple, should have. And that is the eros, the romantic love. Then we talked about the story love, and that is the love that parents have for their children, parents have, we have as people for our loved ones. It's a natural love. And all of these levels of love and dimensions of love, we need to have an understanding of, so we know what we're receiving and what we need to give. Love is such a distinguishing mark that the saints need to walk in that would separate us from anyone else, and would cause those who look upon us to be able to say, this is the kind of love that I need. This is the kind of love that I want. You know, God walks in that love. It's an unselfish love. It's the agape love, unselfish love. No matter what someone does to me, I'm still going to love you. That's hard. That's hard. But that's the love that Jesus has, because that's the love that God has, because we are not always making God happy. We're not always doing what he has called us to do and what he wants us to do in our relationship with him, as well as our relationship with others. But yet he still loves us. Amen. He's not like our friends that will only love us if we're doing something that meets their need or something that they're wanting us to do. And if I'm not able to do it, then they shut you off. That's the kind of love that most of us experience. But that's not the love that God has for us, and neither is it the love that we should release to one another, because we're higher than the world. Amen. And so when we look at on today, we talked about the God kind of love, and we looked at 1 Corinthians last week, when we talked about, we were speaking on, let me get to it. It was 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. Love does not puff up, and love does not think of, does not puff up, does love suffers long, love is patient, love is kind. We talked about that love in 1 Corinthians 13 last week, that that's the love that God has for us, which is how we should portray to others. Now, tonight we want to talk about the love that we experience one to another. Amen? The love that we experience one to another. It says in Romans 5:8 that God showed his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, that's how much God loves me. You know, we need to understand how much God loves me. And if God loves me, if I know the depth of love that God has for me, then I'll know how precious I am, and I won't just accept any kind of love back, because we're precious. And we're like precious jewels, and we need to be treated as such. Amen? And so we want to allow some of the listeners tonight to talk about and share with us a little bit of experience of this love factor that we've had in the world with one another, with family, with friends, even in relationship, because it is a clear difference from the agape love, amen, from the eros love, and then from the phileo love. There are three distinct differences. And we need to understand and know which one we're walking in and what we need to receive. Now, a lot of times when we are in relationships, we tend to, while we should, still operate in the, walk in the agape love, we're oftentimes fall short in that area. And even in marriages, we fall short. In our relationships with one another, or even with our family and friends, the brotherly love, we fall short of really dying to ourselves and reaching out and giving and meeting that love need that we should be doing with the other person. So we want to open up the line and see what level of love, what type of treatment, and be able to also make a difference in the type of love relationships that we are operating in. Amen? Because as believers, we can show the love of Christ. And what we show, it can spill over to others, and they can catch it and love that in that same degree of love. Amen? And it's all in purposing to die to ourselves. You have to die to yourself. You cannot love like God loves without dying to yourself. You just can't, because we will, our feelings will get in the way, and then we won't do what we could do because of our feelings. Does that make sense? And so tonight, as we continue the love factor, and in Jesus is the love factor, the agape love is ultimately the factor of love that we want to learn to walk in. Amen? It's God's eternal love that it is not contingent upon my emotions or a decision. It's just who I am, like God. God is love. So he has to love. He doesn't know anything but love. That's who he is. And we have to learn how to love, not to be a footstool, not to be taken advantage of, not to be misused, but to be able to show the God kind of love and to receive the God kind of love. You can't treat me any kind of way. You can't abuse me. You can't misuse me. You can't take advantage of me, because I know who I am. I am loved, and I'm loved by the Almighty God. And there's value in me. There's worth in me. There's great substance in me. And I have much to give to the person that can appreciate the love that God has given me on the inside. Amen. And so I want to bring my guest forth. And Tanisha,
Tisha.
Tisha, Tisha, God bless you. Welcome. You are on the air tonight. Thank you for joining and being a part of what we are sharing on the broadcast tonight. It's a God factor. It's a love factor. And it's all about the God kind of love. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with me the love, your experience with love? I know that a lot, what do you think about the word love? Let me just ask you that. May I? I think that we use it very loosely.
Yes,
I think that we are quick to say, I love you. As I shared in my previous broadcast, I listened to the teenagers that talk about love and in love and really don't know the depth and the cost of the word love in and of itself. And when we don't know what something means, we can use it very loosely and carelessly. But I think once we come to really know what the word love means, then we would first of all know how to treat that person. And then we would also know what we are to expect to receive from another person.
Yes. And it's a lot of times it's not the same type of love.
Okay.
You can have an upgrade or you're doing better, you find better, you are on a different level completely with one person, but the old is just a blessing for you to get out of and start something new. Make sure mm-hmm. that the previous person doesn't do you wrong, or you see any patterns that the ex has. Like, you want to make sure that they don't have any of the signs that you have seen in previous relationships. Not just, like, going through his phone. That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can ask. Your partner should be open to anything that you like. And if they don't, there are plenty of people with godly hearts that will love you better. Take the easy route. You deserve better. You're a child of God. Don't
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Well, the Bible tells us that we're to love one another, and dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. And if we walk in the love that it comes from God, we're going to respect one another. We're going to respect the individual as a person. We're going to respect their views. We're going to respect them to the point of, you know, what are your beliefs? You know, a lot of times, we want to, as they say, try the dress on before I buy it. But if I'm keeping myself to marriage, mm-hmm. then you need to respect that, whoever it is. A lot of times, we are empty, the younger generation, or just people as a whole, they're empty. and they're trying to find something because we're human and we enjoy the company of another, of the opposite. But we have this longing or this void, and we're trying to fill it. And we will settle for relationships and treatment from a relationship just because we think that that's the best or that's all we have or I can do. But that is not so. That's why we have to know who we are and love ourselves just like Jesus loves us. Uh-huh.
I actually have, my family calls it this wounded puppy syndrome. I want to walk in the light of God. I want to do right. If I think, what would Jesus do? A lot of times, but I do that with guys, and that's not right. And not every guy should be a wounded puppy. He should be somebody that you could possibly lean on when tough. But if it can't be reciprocated, then that's not love. That's not the love you want. Making over a person, bringing them up, especially if it's a male. I feel like you should come a little bit prepared or come with something. Maybe the basis of love will bring you closer to him and say, you know, you're doing a good thing and you should continue.
Right. So you're saying, you said a wounded puppy syndrome?
Yes.
And that is the guy? You said
is that
found
the guy?
You have found the guys are wounded puppy syndrome?
Yes, I call them.
Okay.
Yes, my family does. They're like, okay, what is Tisha bringing home? And every time that I've dated here, it's been a wounded puppy situation. But I have a big heart, so I want to help. Guide them to the resources they need.
Okay, I see. So some of the guys are needy. The guys have not been strong men. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, let me see. We have somebody else that I believe may want to shed some light on our topic of love tonight. Give me just a second. And let's see. God bless you. This is 9690. You're on the air. God bless you. Did you want to share?
Hello?
Yes. 9690, did you want to share? You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's me. I'm sorry. I guess I forgot my phone number. This is Laverne. This is your daughter in Christ.
God bless you, sweetie.
I was calling.
Amen.
Thank you. I was calling because I was listening, and it made me think about myself. I was molested at an early age, and what came out of that is I started looking for love in all the wrong places. And, you know, I was very promiscuous and just trying to reach out and wanted somebody to love me because I felt like I wasn't loved at home. And so instead of me finding love, it was most of the time lust. And I fell into a relationship where I was being abused and I still thought it was love. I thought that was what life was all about. You know, and so I had to realize, you know, if I didn't hurry up and get out of that. First of all, I had to realize that this was not love. You know, this was not love in no kind of shape, form, or fashion. My eyes had to be open to it. But it took me 6 years to figure out, you know, that it wasn't love. You know, that it was. I don't even know what to call it. You know, because I stayed in the relationship for so long. I don't know if I was needy myself, trying to just cling to somebody. I just wanted somebody to love me. That's
Amen.
What I wanted, and I felt like if that love would come out of, you know, even be as long as he loved me sometime, you know, I guess I was okay with it. And so
I
that he brought me out of that relationship and that now, you know, but even after that, I still kept looking for love, and I found myself in several relationships that were not you know, that were not good for me. And even as the young lady said, I eventually started drawing to needy men where I wanted their love, and because I wanted their love, I, you know, they were needy, and so it's like I was given to their need as I thought they were giving to me love, and exactly again, it was lust. So
yeah.
I thank God for deliverance. I thank him for deliverance,
Amen.
And I thank God that I
Amen.
Know him as love. I know God as love, and even as Tina Turner said, what's love got to do with it if somebody beating on you? So I thank God for
yeah.
his unconditional love, and I can depend
his,
and allow him to love on me now.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. That is awesome testimony of the difference in the love, the levels of love. And you said something really key when you said you thought it was love. You know, and it's because we are insecure, and oftentimes it is from something that has happened or what we were lacking in coming up, and so we look for that. And the thing is that when we look forward in another human being, well, that human being has just as much issue and has been abused in some form or fashion just like you, and neither of you know what each other have gone through. And so
exactly.
while he is responding out of the hurt or the lack of that he's needing, the other person that he's going after or the person that is connecting is also responding out of a lack or a need of that he's trying to get filled. And it's just like a chaotic relationship. It's just chaotic, you know, because it's not out of that pure love and a pure concern. It is trying to feel that Eros love. It's just the feeling. It's nothing sincere. It's nothing that I'm the love like Jesus gives us. You know, that you're going all out of. Jesus went from the throne to come down on earth. You know, who's going to do that because they love me? You know, that is going to lay down your deity and walk in flesh to show me the way that I should live, you know. And so we as women have to be satisfied with Jesus, you know, until he sends us the person that, first of all, loves him, and he loves himself. The young man loves the Lord and loves himself, then we'll know how to love me. So this love factor, this love thing, you know, love has everything to do with it, because love. It's all about love. But our love has gotten infected. It has gotten all twisted. It's not a clean, pure love because our minds have gotten a little warped. But when we allow the blood of Jesus to wash us and cleanse us and purify us, then we can be loved and we can receive the right kind of love, because people will know you by your fruit. People will know you by your conversation. People will know you by your countenance, by your dress. You know, people will know who you are when they look at you. So when we have had a overhaul, when we have had been washed with the blood and we've been renewed, it is a distinct difference. Just like when I opened up, I was saying the Christian love, our love, should be a distinct difference from the love in the world. Amen. And so I had someone else that wants to come on. Let me bring them on. This is on 0428. You are on the air. God bless you. Laverne, you guys stay there and Tisha. Now this is 0428. You're on the air. Did you want to share?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, let him.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
Yes.
Hey, all right.
Yes, this is 0428.
Yeah, that's me.
And this is Mike?
This is Keith.
Keith, God bless you.
Yeah, I just want to ask about the wounded puppy syndrome, you know, that both ladies kind of tag-teamed on.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I know things happen in people's lives and you know, sometimes we take reverse actions that we don't even realize. But, I mean, I think that wounded puppies happen on both ends, the female side and the male side. And I'm just kind of wondering.
I think you're right. I do agree with that too. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Keith.
Yeah. So that I'm glad you agree, because with that being the case on both sides, you know, sometimes you have to come to the table. If it's about material things, you have to come to the table with something. Yeah. You know, I know the issue is love, but.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're lacking something doesn't mean you're really, really wounded. You know, that it may mean that because you, the female, come to the table with something and the man doesn't, maybe you come together and you grow together, or vice versa. The man come together with something and the woman has nothing. That doesn't mean she's wounded. It means maybe it's an opportunity for you to grow together. But I kind of got the feeling that the lady meant, well, you know, I'm helping all these needy men, and it's just not any good out here. There's no love out here because they're all needy. Well, you know, maybe you're making a bad choice in the men in your life. Maybe
right.
you're coming across the same time because of the type of men you're choosing to spend your time with. You know, maybe you're just making bad decisions. Either way. But I just want to kind of get a feel on that.
Time is of the essence, I feel. God made us, and eventually we're going to meet him. So why waste time trying to figure out what your shortcoming is and fix it and just be in a relationship? That's not okay. That's not okay with me. You have to earn it. You have to... If you're a broken puppy, then it just is what it is. And sometimes it doesn't gel together.
So you're saying that if somebody is wounded, and oftentimes we are wounded and we don't get the healing that we need before we enter into another relationship. And so are you saying that if you have gotten or when you've gotten wounded, rather than getting back out there dating, that you should go through a healing so that you are whole once you go back into a relationship. You're strong. You can handle it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Amen. I'm curious.
I can agree with that. Yeah, I can agree with that.
And
like Keith, it would happen on both sides. I have one other person I wanted to, we have a couple more, but let me bring this one number in on 8776. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? 8776, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm one person that's on Minister Elder Jordan's team also. But what I was thinking about, when this young lady is a believer, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, okay, so that's good. The next thing that I thought I heard her saying is that it seemed like all she was drawing was were the puppies, you know. Okay, it possibly could be what you're drawing. The light that they see in you, they see something in you. They're searching for something. When they come to you, these same kind of guys, you can take that as a ministry. Don't even look at it as a relationship. Don't even look for a relationship.
That's good.
When they come, they tell you about the sadness in their life and what they're going through. And then you said another key thing you like. You like to help people. That can be a gift or something that God works in you because they saw something. If it doesn't turn out to be a relationship, but it turns out to be information
to what they saw
from them, if it turns out to be information that they need
and
somebody
she's giving
to share
it up too.
Their sad life with, then, you know, listen to them. And because what will eventually happen, if God is using you, that's a purpose that you have as a young lady right now, to pour back into people and help them because you said you like to help. That's a natural gift.
She lied.
So you do
she
that.
Wants it from
in
you.
In the same time, yeah, at the same time, what God will do, your the one for you, the sweet puppy for you will have a mind like yours. You all will meet up together. He will have some things, and you will have some things about you that will work together. You may meet the one that you and him can build a ministry, not just a relationship, but a spiritual ministry together. But if people are coming, they see something because this certain type is coming. Use it. Bring them into the Lord. Hear them. Sometimes they don't have anyone to listen to. And then once you do that, if they're strengthened, and God wants to put something together with that, amen. If he didn't, you still help somebody. Your day is coming. You're going to get yours, but that's the work that I saw when you were talking.
That's well, she's looking forward in the strip clubs. You better stop.
Amen. That's good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she'll probably be in an okay place if she loves the Lord or whatever. But I get what you're saying too, sir. But all I'm saying is that, you know, they see something because they're coming. And when you see that they need help, you have something in you that you want to help people. That's a natural thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure that you share something to help them.
Yeah.
You know, God's going to bless you. You take care of God's business. You watch, he'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Amen. And see, the thing is that what we want to do is embrace the God kind of love. We're in our natural state, but we are still a spiritual being. And while there's nothing good in the flesh, and while this flesh is hard to die, it can die. And we can put on the new nature, which is in Christ Jesus. We can renew our mind to know that I am precious in his sight. you know, that God made me special. And nobody can and nobody will abuse and misuse me, and neither will I misuse and abuse anybody else. It's walking it out in the name of the Lord. You know, it's walking it out through the love of God. You know, and we can draw love from connecting with our Savior. You know, it's the Bible says it's with love and kindness that he has drawn us. And with love and kindness to one another, do we draw each other? So it was someone else that I believe wanted to bring on. And this is number ending in 2681. You're on the air. God bless you.
Hello, Sister Jordan. This is James Ayonga.
God bless you.
I had a chance to hop on, and I've been listening in, and I've been blessed. And my heart goes out to the lady who mentioned the wounded puppy.
Okay. Amen.
Let me say a couple things.
Sure.
We recently took in a wounded puppy, and we have nurtured it. It's no longer a wounded puppy. But it was not easy. The process was difficult. This dog pooped all over the house. It was not house trained. It did not obey instructions because it was feet down, but it wanted love. It did not know how to respond to love. Now, when we talk about love, and yet we've been beat down by our own circumstances, not of our own choosing, when we've looked around us and what is so-called love seems to cause so much pain, oftentimes we think we should just accept it. If we truly want to understand what love is, we ought to go to He who is love. Now, God says, if nothing else, the definition of God is love. So I'm going to give you a scripture as you determine whether somebody loves you, or as you examine yourself to see if you love somebody. Does that person possess these traits, or do you possess these traits? In Scripture, in 1 Corinthians 13,
that's what we went over last
verse 4, it says, love suffers long, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, and is not provoked, thinks no evil. You know, I've oftentimes had to ask myself the same question. Do I really have love? Because I seem to be provoked so easy in a situation, you know. Do I really have love? I've got selfish ambitions. I'm always thinking about what I want out of this relationship. And oftentimes when we find two people who have not experienced love, everything is from a point of view of what I'm looking for, not what the other person needs. You never know what somebody's walk is. You never know whether they were abused. You never know whether they experience love. But the point is, the moment is, we all need love at this particular point, regardless of what my history, my past has been. And so how do I identify what that true love is? You know, I would suggest that you start from a point of knowing God, because God will compensate where human beings lack, God can put the love in the heart of a man who does not have true love, who's been empty. God can turn a promiscuous man or woman into a being because that's his nature. You know, in relationships, one of the hardest things to do is forgive. We, in relationships, have this habit of drawing the line on what we can or cannot bear, what we can or cannot forgive. And it's so funny. We go into relationships and we have these ideals in our mind. If he does this to me, if she does this to me, I'm walking away.
Yes.
When we look at how Jesus, how Jesus treats us, imagine he can forgive a murderer. God forbid that you forgive somebody who kills or attempts to kill you. It's just not human. In fact, that's what we do to murderers. We put them on death row. We kill them. An eye for an eye. That's the human way. That's the logical thing. We remove them from society. You steal my property or you cheat on me, I'm done with you. And God says, you know, if I can forgive you of anything as long as you ask for forgiveness, why do you have a hard time forgiving? So I say, if you find yourself inclined to forgive somebody, including somebody who's been abusive to you, you're starting to develop true love. Because love bears a lot of things, you know.
Yes.
Lust
Amen.
And self-desire can only put up with so much. And the
That's
truth
right.
of the matter is we are all messed up. We are all jacked up. We are all, what did you say, the abused puppies?
Yes. Wounded puppy
we are
syndrome.
All that.
Uh-huh.
We are all wounded puppies. We've all at some point faced rejection. We've all at some point felt inadequate. We've all at some point felt like, you know, I'm not appreciated, you know. For men, you know, it doesn't need to be a lot of stuff, you know. A man feels like he's insignificant. He cannot maybe provide because society has this superficial standard that a man has to bring such and such to the table. And so he envies another man perhaps who is living a better life, who seems to be bringing it, you know. He seems to be having this and this and this. And this man starts to develop a sense of self-doubt, you know. In this passage, it talks about envy. You cannot look over your shoulder at somebody else and compare yourself to somebody else. But oftentimes in relationships, as we go from one relationship to another, one of the things that makes relationships not work is the fact that we are constantly comparing with other people who are broken. So I can only
Amen.
Leave you with one thought.
Okay.
That,
we
just keep God as
and we will pick this up next week too.
So
if both of you could be with us next week, we can continue this on. We are running out of time. I think I did get everyone on that wanted to share. Brother James, thank you for sharing that. Somebody has some noise in their background, but
that might be my puppy.
Oh, yeah, you actually have one, so you know the story. Okay, very good. Yeah, he's coming through pretty clear. What we wanted to do, because it is about sharing the love of Christ and the God kind of love from heart to heart. I thank each person for dialing in for logging on, and we will be back on next Wednesday night at 9:30. You are able to go back to blocktalkradio.com/ Granny's Place and listen to any of our previous. There it's called Kingdom Call. Before we leave, I just want to thank you for joining me and my special guest, Amen, and for you all who had something to share, because love has everything to do with it. And without love, I mean, where are we? And we have to learn that we have to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and die to ourselves, love, forgive. And what Brother James was sharing was just so key and in terms of where we are, where we all, you know, have been wounded in some way or another. But the healing is there for us, and the turning away is a choice that we have to make, to turn from what we were in, just like my daughter Laverne was saying that she came out of that when she realized that this really is not the love, that this is not love. You know, you turn from that, you turn away from that, and you seek for the love that you know is healthy, the love that you know gives, you know, is there for you, the agape love that we can walk in as believers. And so tonight we did have, as we always ask, for the prayer request, because we want to pray. We have intercessors on the line. We want to get those want to get those prayer requests answered. Get the prayer request out, so we want to do that. And we do have some prayer requests now. Do we have any? excuse me, prayer requests that we need to share or pray for those that are on the broadcast tonight. Sister Monica, are you still there?
I'm here.
Great. Can you release those prayer requests that we do have?
Okay, we want to continue to pray for Bobby Christina. We want to pray for Pastor Tommy O'Dell of Grand Prairie. He fell off a ladder today and fractured the base of his head, and right now he's unresponsive.
Still unresponsive?
Yes. And okay. We would like to pray for Phoebe. Phoebe's in Tennessee, and also Mother Anita in Nashville, Tennessee. And we want to pray for our youth and young adults.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Was there any other prayer request from anyone that's on tonight? Do we have any other prayer request?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Elder Jordan?
Yes.
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 I just want to lift up every single person who's out there, not necessarily on this Blog Talk Radio, that is hurting and is searching for love.
Absolutely.
Not know where to
it's
find it.
It's all about love. Amen.
Yeah, that God can touch them wherever they are. And for those who have had, who are wounded, that he can give them healing so that the next person who comes in their life, they are able to give love that's godly love.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Can you go ahead and cover us in the prayer request that we have lifted up tonight in
yes,
prayer.
Yes, I'm
become in agreement
yes.
with you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank
let,
you,
let,
Lord.
Let us pray.
Yes, God.
Eternal Heavenly Father, we
thank you,
we thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
God.
You are
thank
an awesome God.
God.
We thank you
yes,
so
God.
Much because you are so kind. You are so gracious. You are
thank
so
you.
Patient with us. That you sent your
only son to die for us. That's how much
you
love us.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, you look down upon us, our generation, and love is not understood. We lift up every single person that is listening on this radio. You know what is in their heart. You know,
Father,
whether they have experienced true love. You know whether they are searching. They have got to be a reason why they are on listening right now. So we ask you, Father, that you touch them individually where they are. Touch each and every one of us. That as we get off this blog talk radio, when we are released out into the world and people encounter us, they might say, something is different about you.
Yes.
May we be representatives of you, showing the world what true love is. Lord, those who are wounded, Lord, we lift them up that they may receive restoration. Lord, the name of Bobby Christina has come up, and we lift her up in prayer.
Yes, Father.
A young soul, Lord, on life support, Lord. We lift that young child up and her family. You say where two or three are gathered in your name, you are present, and we know you are listening to this prayer at this time.
Thank you,
Lord. We pray for this pastor who fell off a ladder today and is unresponsive.
Yes,
the healer.
Mm.
Lord, if you could bring back Jairus' daughter to life, certainly you can heal this man of yours.
Thank you, Father.
Most importantly, Lord, we ask that you create room in our hearts, enough space for us to empty the junk that we have filled in our hearts, to make room that you may dwell within our hearts, so that we may be able to accept your will and your purpose.
Yes, Lord.
When we wake up tomorrow morning, we have such clarity. Order our footsteps. Order our words. Order our actions. Every decision we make, may it come from you.
Yes.
Lord, there may be some prayer requests that I have forgotten, but you heard every single request that has been made, both spoken and those that are silent, that we even fear to speak up about. The things tucked away in our hearts, we leave them at your feet. We claim the promise that is in the Bible, that a broken and contrite spirit you will not reject. And so we leave our brokenness at your feet. We thank you because we know you have already answered this prayer. We ask you now that you dismiss us with your love and with your blessings. But do not dismiss us from your presence. This is our prayer we have prayed, trusting and believing in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you. We thank you for joining us on a kingdom call, because it is kingdom time. And I am Elder Jordan, and I thank you so much for joining in. We'll be back on next Wednesday at 9:30. Please join in with us. God bless you, and have a good night, is our prayer. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.